All right, folks, welcome back to Common Confident. I'm your host, Dylan Burks, and let me tell you, today's topic is something we all need a little help with. Building resilience through emotional intelligence. Ever feel like life just throws curveballs your way? Like one minute you're on top of the world, and the next, bam, you're knee-deep in frustration or disappointment. You know that feeling when you want to scream into the pillow, but instead you just feel stuck? Well, I'm here to tell you that feeling stuck isn't your destiny. We can all learn to navigate those bumpy roads with a little more grace, a little more strength, and a whole lot more emotional intelligence. So, what exactly is emotional intelligence? It's not about being overly sensitive or wearing your heart on your sleeve. It's about understanding your own emotions, knowing how they impact your actions and thoughts, and then being able to manage them effectively. It's also about recognizing the emotions of others, understanding their perspective, and responding with empathy and compassion. Now, you might be thinking, Dylan, that sounds great in theory, but how do I actually put this into practice? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build resilience through emotional intelligence. 1. Self-awareness is key. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a car without knowing what's wrong with it, right? Same goes for your emotions. Take some time each day to check in with yourself. What are you feeling? Why are you feeling that way? Don't judge your emotions, just observe them. This practice helps you understand your emotional triggers and patterns, which is essential for managing them effectively. 2. Embrace mindfulness. You know those moments when you're completely present, engaged in a conversation, enjoying a beautiful sunset, or simply savoring a cup of coffee? That's mindfulness in action. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When life gets hectic, take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses, and ground yourself in here and now. Mindfulness helps you stay calm and collected even when things get tough. 3. Develop your emotional vocabulary. We often rely on simple words like good or bad to describe our emotions, but there's a whole spectrum of feelings out there. Expand your emotional vocabulary. Learn to differentiate between sadness, melancholy, grief, frustration, annoyance. The more specific you can be, the better you understand and manage those emotions. 4. Practice empathy. Imagine yourself in someone else's shoes. Try to see things from their perspective, even if you don't agree with them. Active listening is a powerful tool for developing empathy. Pay attention not just to what people say, but also to their tone of voice, body language, and facial expressions. Sure, and genuine empathy can build stronger relationships and create a more positive environment around you. 5. Cultivate positive self-talk. You wouldn't talk down to your best friend. So why do we often treat ourselves with such harsh criticism? Challenge negative thoughts and replace them with more positive and supportive ones. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try this is challenging, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Remember, your words have power. Use them to build yourself up, not tear yourself down. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street and someone bumps into you, spilling a coffee all over your brand new shirt. Your initial reaction might be anger, frustration, even a little bit of panic. But here's where emotional intelligence comes in. You take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, wow, it really sucks, and then respond calmly and empathetically. Maybe you say something like, no worries, it happens, let me help you clean that up. By managing your own emotions, you create a more positive situation for both of you. So, remember folks, building resilience through emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect, it's about learning, growing, and becoming more aware of ourselves and the world around us. This episode is all about taking those small steps towards mastering your emotions and becoming a calmer, more confident version of yourself. Remember, practice makes progress. Now, I want to hear from you. How are you practicing emotional intelligence in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. Use the hashtag #commonconfident. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with tips and tricks for living a more balanced and fulfilling life. Until next time, keep calm and keep conquering.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.